Halsted Trader tells of knock-on results of break-ins. News columns of the local papers rarely cover stories on the effects of the thefts and break-ins they report on. But one recently hit town retailer has told his story. In fact, the co-founder of a Halsted Toys and Games store is struggling not to give up after his business was ransacked twice, resulting in more than £60,000 worth of goods being stolen. Jonathan Farrandon, 39, is one of the duo behind Retroformers in the centre of Halsted High Street. A masked crook smashed the shop's bottom front door panel at 2:30 a.m. in the morning, ransacking the premises and stealing a range of stock. Shockingly, another burglary occurred 11 days later. After a revised stock take, the business discovered it has lost £63,862.50 worth of stock. The incident has also taken a huge emotional toll on Jonathan. He said, "It has hit me hard. The business I've worked so hard to build, being crippled and damaged by this. I'm struggling to keep myself from giving up with the increasing costs and general problems in the country at the moment, and then this." The bulk of the cost comes from several boxes containing thousands of Pokemon cards being stolen, resulting in £58,500 of the total figure. Between 32 to 34 trainer boxes of Pokemon cards were stolen, and each box holds around 600 cards. The rest of the total figure came from Warhammer products, DVDs, games, an Xbox 360, Lego and more that were also stolen during the two break-ins. The smashed door panel is secured but awaiting assessment, and the new alarm system is up and running. Jonathan has spoken about how things are recovering for Retroformers at the moment. He said, "The new alarm system is giving peace of mind, knowing we have a call-out system if someone tries this again. The public can continue to support us by shopping locally. The recovery is slow, but this is mainly down to my own mental situation over what has happened." Essex police say a 25-year-old Colchester man was arrested in connection with the ongoing investigation. The man was arrested on suspicion of 2 counts of burglary and 1 count of handling stolen goods. He is currently released on bail.